the bus stop on the avenue. That's when the old Cadillac dropped. The man that was driving snatched her up around 8 o'clock, while her friends and the bus driver waiting down the block. No one heard her scream. He turned the bass up a notch. She was tampered with, second door in an abandoned spot. No telephone around, so she couldn't call the cops. He threw her in the bathroom, made sure the door was locked. All she was thinking, why me and will it stop? All she was thinking, why me and will it stop? It's a damn shame. Called the moms, cause she thinks she's skipping school. But only if they knew what was really going on. She's crying for y'all help while y'all talking on the phone. The teacher's on the wrong subject, saying that she thinks she grown. Somebody called the police. Damn, calling up Tyrone. So her mother filed her report on her own. This is the description that she gave what was known.
15, she was last seen standing on the corner eating ice cream at the bus stop on 10th Street in Lily Ave, just a few feet from the spot. She stayed pink mini skirt and French braid, 110 pounds. What she weighed, 5'2", eyes blue gray.
Damn shame. Someone would want to mess with you, and you just can't get them out of your mind. Try to replace bad times with smiles. Let it out.
Doors locked, drove her through the woods that was right around the block. Dropped her off at the hospital in the parking lot. The school bell rung for the end of a class. At the same time, she was running in the flash to go and call her mother, but her mother isn't there. And when she finally seen her, speculation filled the air. Her mama don't believe her, she keeps calling her tricks and whores, saying, I told you about them older men before. Her father didn't need her, afraid to face the sticks and stones. And now she's searching for the grace to carry on. It's a damn shame.